I've told you all my dreams, you know. Now for my news. I'm going away tomorrow. I had a telegram from Father today. He drew the message from his pocket and flourished it up at her. I'm to join him in Europe at once. He is in Rome. Think of it, in Rome. I'm to go on with my art studies there, and I leave tomorrow. I'm glad, and I'm sorry, and you know which is which, said Beatrice, patting the shaggy brown head. I shall miss you dreadfully, Stephen. We have been splendid chums, haven't we? He said eagerly. Suddenly his face changed. He crept nearer to her and bowed his head until his lips almost touched the hem of her dress. I'm glad you came down today, he went on in a low, diffident voice. I want to tell you something, and I can tell it better here. I couldn't go away without thanking you. I'll make a mess of it. I can never explain things. But you've been so much to me. You mean so much to me. You've made me believe in things I never believed in before. You, I know now that there is such a thing as a